So let's create an Azure SQL Data Warehouse instance. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to log on to the portal. So we're in the portal. We can actually create an instance of Azure SQL Data Warehouse here. So I'm going to click on New. This will bring up the services blade, which will list the category of services that we have. You can actually type in the first few characters of it and it'll come up, but I know it's in databases. It's here as Azure SQL Data Warehouse. So we're going to click on Azure SQL Data Warehouse. This is the provisioning blade, as I like to call it. I like to give blades different names. There's nothing formal in that. It's just the way I've come to get used to it. So first of all, we'll define a database name called AdventureWorks DW. The green tick that you see there confirms that that name is valid. We then assign it to a subscription so we know what it's being charged against. And then we can store it in a resource group. Now, a resource group is a logical holder of services and Azure objects, and what this gives you the ability to do is manage it and maybe view the billing of a particular resource group against that. Now, in my case, what I'm going to do, I'm going to create new, and I'm going to create one called CTORG. It does support underscores in this case. The source database is one of three choices that we've got. We can either start off with a blank database, which will take the AdventureWorks DW there. We can choose a sample database, which is AdventureWorks DW, or we can restore a backup. Now, we're going to choose sample, and the sample is only AdventureWorks DW here. You can give it a different name if you want up here. And then we're going to store this database in the instantiation of a server object. Now, the way to do that is I can use an existing server that we have, or alternatively, I can create a new server. And in here, I've got to type in the server name, define a server login, define a password, and then choose the location. In this case, we'll leave it as North Europe. There's a really important setting here that says allow Azure services to access this server. So if you've got other services in Azure, that tick will give those other services access to the data warehouse without you needing to configure firewall rules. So what we'll do is we've configured those options, we'll click select. That will then create the server called CTORSQLDW. This is stored in North Europe. Because I've picked a sample database here, I am unable to change the collation, which is the language settings for the database. If I had selected blank, then I'd be able to specify the collation that I require. And finally, at the bottom, we've got performance. Now, this is where you do your scaling. So at the moment, it's set to 400 data warehouse units of DWUs. Now, that equals $5.56 an hour. I can either scale down, or I can scale up to 6,000, and that's $83.47. The great thing is, though, is that we can scale up and down at will. Now, what I do is click on Create. This will take a couple of minutes. So what I'm going to do is minimize this, because another way that you can actually provision an instance of an Azure SQL Data Warehouse server is by using PowerShell. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to open up PowerShell itself, and I am going to open up a script, and this script is called Create Azure DW Server. First of all, I've got a variable here called dollar subscription ID with the subscription ID that I have. What I then do is use add Azure RM account. So the way PowerShell works is kind of a verb noun approach. So it's like add, get, create, and then hyphen whatever the object is. So that's the noun. So from that, we set this RM context using the subscription ID parameter and passing in the subscription ID variable. So it's relatively straightforward, and you do get used to it pretty quickly. Below here is the code for creating a resource group. So I've got two variables of resource group name and RG location. So the resource group name is CTO ADS Prep RG and North Europe. And then I'm using the commandlet, as they call them in PowerShell, new Azure RM resource group. We've got a parameter of name using the variable resource group name, location, RG location. And that's basically how it works. So when it comes to create the server, I've got a number of variables here for server name, version, location, server admin, password. Within variables, I can make use of other commandlets. And in this case, I'm using the convert to secure string to protect the server password. And then I've got another variable here for new objects and so forth. Basically, the work is done in this final variable, SQLDB server, where I'm calling the Azure RMC, new Azure RM SQL server commandlet, and passing in the variable values for resource group name, server name, location, server version, SQL administrator credentials. Now, there are code for updating the firewall rules. Below here, I've got code in PowerShell to create a database. What I'm going to do in this instance is just create the server instance with no database. So in order to do that, I'll run that script. I'm required to authenticate against my instance. So now the authentication has taken place. What you'll see very quickly, it's passing in all that information. It's now logged into my subscription, as you can see there. It's now creating the resource group in North Europe, and that succeeded. And the resource group is called CTO_ADS_prep_RG. And at the moment, it's going through the creation of the Azure SQL Data Warehouse server instance. And that server instance can then be used to actually provision databases within it. Now, this will take approximately a minute. Well, in fact, it just finished. So what we can do now is close the PowerShell script down, go back to our portal. And what we've got here are two very useful areas to look at. We've got all resources, which will show you all the resources within your subscription, and resource groups. So let's go to resource groups first. And what you'll see is I created two resource groups. One during the creation of a data warehouse in the portal, and one in the PowerShell script. And there they are, CTORG and CTORADS.prep. Now what I'm going to do is, if I click on the resource group for CTORADS.prep, that will give me information about that resource group, and it will actually tell me the objects that reside. And this could be any object. And there you go. This is the Azure SQL Data Warehouse we created through the PowerShell script. This will then bring up a dashboard and an overview of that Azure SQL Data Warehouse. And what this will confirm when the screen refreshes is that we have no database in there. Correct. So we've got no databases. But the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the firewall setting here. And within here, I'm going to enable other Azure services to access this service. And I'm going to add my client IP address, which means that Visual Studio or Management Studio on my laptop can connect up to this instance. Click on OK. Another way we can look at this is to go to all resources. I've just clicked on all resources there. And basically, we have the ability to filter by name. So if I type in CTO, what we get here is the CTO SQL DW. Now, this was created in the portal. If you remember, we have the sample database of AdventureWorks, and this should report back one database. So we do have the one database called AdventureWorks. What we're going to do here now is go to the firewall here, and within the firewall you will notice that we've already allowing access to Azure services, because we did that as part of the portal. All I need to do is add the client IP address, click on save, and this is typically the first operation you will do once your server is up and running. You will basically set firewall rules to enable access to it. So from this, we'll close the firewall down, and basically we are at the CTO, MSFT, ADS, SQL, SRV instance. Let's go back to the slide.